I'm here with Joe and Dan, the creators and performers of Can You Dig It? And the first question I wanted to ask is, how do you make panpipes from carrots?
It's actually the easiest instrument to make out of a carrot. You literally slice the top off of the thin end, or the bottom actually, because it goes the other way up, doesn't it? Slice the bottom off, drill a hole into it, and drill the hole for as long as it makes the right note. So if it's too sharp, you drill the hole a bit deeper, it makes a lower note.
Simple as that.
And the cucumber trumpet, was that really a trumpet?
That was a real trumpet. It's got a mouthpiece made out of a carrot, and then I hollowed out the cucumber to make it into a tube, a bit like a trumpet. Normally I have a pepper on the end to have a sort of a bell on the end, but that broke immediately before we started, so I had to cut the pepper.
And where does the inspiration come for your songs?
Well, we both have allotments, it's all true, and so it comes from our feeble attempts at trying to grow vegetables on London clay, and kind of the people that we meet, and kind of various gardening personalities like Alan Titchmarsh.
And do you really love him?
No, I don't really love him. I admire him a lot.
So the song's more about other people's love.
Well, a lot of women do really, really love him. And as I say in the show, his waxwork at Madame Tussauds has to be cleaned more often than any of the others. And that is true, because women have their pictures taken with it. They lick it, probably. They touch it. So yes, he does seem to inspire like this kind of fervour in women of a certain age.
And all the guides, Dr. D.G.
Hossain.
Hossain. When you were reading quotes, were they all real things he'd written in his guides?
No. The bit about how to cure Rodney, our pepper plant, that was real. The bit about applying dicarbobarbobarbobarbobarbopropion, I made that up.
In December, prepare the ground with methotritetramoxamine. When true leaves emerge, dust with triazetode.
And then what about the throwing hedgehogs?
No, he doesn't recommend throwing hedgehogs.
But he's very fond of chemicals, and he gives the kind of advice that he gives in... He's very certain that he's the kind of person who's always right, basically. So it's kind of like... says things and you must obey.
Expert in garden and home DIY, but you're not an expert in me, DG. You're not an expert in me.
You clearly have green fingers, but do you also have green thinking?
Yes.
I do. I'm a member of the Green Party, actually. So I suppose I'm quite green, yes.
Yes, we're very green. Our flyers for this show are deliberately 100% compostable, so we've made them so that should we have any left at the end of this run, we will be taking them home and we will be putting them into our compost heaps. I think generally we're quite green and into recycling. I go around picking up litter in my own streets because I'm that kind of busybody. And I'm in the Residents Association, and yeah, we're definitely green and really, really into kind of... I'm an organic gardener, so I don't use any chemicals and stew up things like comfrey to make vile-smelling kind of potions that I pour on things. So, yes, we're green.
Yeah, I've got my bicycle up here in Edinburgh. It's a great way to get around.
Have you been into Leith as well?
Yeah, my family is Scottish, and apparently that's where they lived originally, Leith. So, yes, I'm a daughter of Leith by a few kind of generations or something like that.
Brilliant. And where, if people want to come and see the show, where should they come?
It's at the Royal Botanic Garden every day until the end of August at 4 p.m. You can get tickets from the Edinburgh Fringe box office or from our website at can-you-dig-it.co.uk. And you can also get tickets on the door subject to availability.
Wonderful. Thank you for talking to Greenleith.
Thank you.